Public Radio. Why don't you take the time to make a pledge? You can call at 845-482-4141. And if you do want to make a pledge, I would love to talk to you. So call while there's some music playing. My name is Kathy Geary, and Now and Then is coming right up. But first, a little bit about the weather. The forecast for tonight, it's going down to the lower 20s. And on tomorrow, Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning and partly sunny in the day, going up to the mid-40s tomorrow night, going down to the low 30s. Veterans Day is Monday. It's going to be a mostly cloudy day, highs in the upper 40s. Monday night is a chance of freezing rain, going down to the lower 30s. And on Tuesday, there's going to be some white precipitation falling from the sky. All right, we'll talk about that later. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners. That's you. Support comes from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Well, today's program, it's a windfall. We're going to be listening to music from Neil Young and Crazy Horse, and we're going to be listening to music from Van Morrison. Well, we are so lucky. We're having a windfall today because two of my favorite singer-songwriters and performers, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, released an album called Colorado on October the 25th, 2019. And the very same day, Van Morrison releases an album called Three Chords and the Truth also. On October the 25th, 2019. So it's a windfall. Neil Young and Crazy Horse. This is the first album that Neil Young has recorded with Crazy Horse in 7 years. The one right before this that they did together was called Psychedelic Pill. So Neil and Crazy Horse. There's four guys in Crazy Horse. Unfortunately, the lead guitarist, Frank San Pedro, his nickname was Pancho, he's gone. And it was a big loss for Neil. But he invited Niels Lofgren to step in as the second lead guitarist. So Crazy Horse is now Neil Young, Niels Lofgren, Ralph Molina, and Billy Talbot. Billy's on bass, Ralph is on drums, and Neil are both on guitar. And they all do a little bit of singing on this album. It's called Colorado. And the reason it might be called Colorado is because it was recorded in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado at a studio called Studio in the Clouds. So Studio in the Clouds is at 9,000 feet. 9,000 feet elevation in the Rocky Mountains. And, you know, Neil Young, actually, Neil Young's birthday is coming right up on November the 12th. Neil Young was born in 1945. So in just a couple more days, we'll be celebrating Mr. Young's birthday. He'll be 74 years old. So at 9,000 feet in Rocky Mountains, apparently there were some oxygen tanks involved in the recording. The whole band spent 11 days in April hunkered down in this studio in the clouds at 9,000 feet and recorded this album called Colorado. And the thing that's very satisfying for me is when I think of the sound of Crazy Horse, there's something grungy about it. There's something kind of raw about it. There's something very masculine, very in the moment. And you get that real feeling from this album, Colorado. There's a wonderful assortment of the types of songs that Neil Young just excels at. We're going to start the set with a song called Shut It Down, Shut the Whole Thing Down, kind of a political commentary. See how you feel about it. And then after that, we'll hear a track called Milky Way. All right, here we go. Neil Young and Crazy Horse from Colorado. This is Shut It Down.
System down.
People are trying to save this earth from an ugly death.
System down.
People trying to live, working in a world to meet that threat.
Have to shut the whole system down.
All around the planet, there's a blindness that just can't see.
Shut the whole system down.
They're all wearing climate shades as cool as they can.
took in like a friend of mine the first time I saw her face. I was approaching at the end of the line the first time I ever saw her smile at me that way. I was sailing in the Milky Way, losing track of memories that weren't that day, right by her side. As the stars flew by, I did collide with memory, but somehow I survived and became free.
Thank you.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse. That song is called Milky Way. You know, that is the that was released on October the 25th, 2019. And there is still something so recognizable. You probably know some of Neil Young's real early recordings. You know Cinnamon Girl? It feels to me that it's the same. He's got the same style. And to me, that is such a gift. So many artists, let's take Madonna, or, you know, so many artists feel that they have to constantly be changing what they look like, what they sound like. They're always trying to catch, you know, what's going on now. You know, is it drum machines? Is it, you know, is it Bangra? What's the latest thing? And they're always searching for change. But Neil Young seems to have found a permanence, a security in the sound that he has and in the music that he makes. And it's very satisfying for me to hear him continue in that way. His voice has barely aged. Yeah, his birthday is November 12th. Happy birthday, Neil. He's going to be 74 years old. And that when you hear him sing that song, Milky Way, it is so recognizable. It's the same voice that we've been hearing for many, many years. I love the way he writes about women. She was just walking like she knew where she was going. I love the way he writes about his personal relationships. And that song touches all of those milestones. We started that set with a political, Shut the Whole System Down, a political song, Shut It All Down. He holds nothing back when it comes to his political opinions. And as part of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, he was very instrumental in, you know, expressing certain political opinions. And some people feel that music is a very powerful force. And if you combine it with some of those political ideas, that it can really make change. You know, Neil Young was at the Keystone the oil pipeline in Dakota. He was part of those protests, and he's always been very outspoken in that way. I've got a lot of respect for him for that. But not only just the way the things that he wants to say, the way he says it. Shut the whole system down. And the sound of his guitar, the sound of his voice. 39 albums. That's his This Colorado album. 39 albums. Let's do a little math. Let's just do a little math. He was born in 1945. So he formed Buffalo Springfield. He's a Canadian, born in Toronto, in Ontario, Canada. You know, and even though he still lives in California, he still retains his Canadian citizenship. So he strongly identifies as a Canadian. But he moved to Los Angeles in the 60s, and he was one of the founding members of Buffalo Springfield. So he started recording in 1966. So what is he, 20 years old? So let's say he's 74 years old now. So what's 74 minus 20? That's 54 years. That's about 40 albums in, say, 50 years. That means that every other year, more than one album every 2 years, a spectacular body of work that he's done. How he continues to just, you know, follow his muse. Love Neil Young. Neil Young and Crazy Horse. So did you know that he just released an album? Do you listen to radio very much? I haven't really heard it being played on very many radio stations. You know, do you watch TV? I haven't heard anything about it on the TV. Do you listen to WJFF? Here it is. Here it is. I'm Kathy Geary. This is Now and Then. And I explore the music of singer-songwriters. And it is my my passion and my pleasure to bring to you the cutting edge from the musicians that I love. It's the Now and Then aspect, you know. A lot of people that listen to my show, and I love it when I hear from you. You know, when you hear something that you know, when you hear a piece of music that you know, that's what you identify with. And a lot of people have the impression that, you know, I play oldies. I play music from the 60s and 70s. And I do. I absolutely do. Not on today's show. But most of the time I'm dragging my vinyl in here and I'm playing. The idea is I want to hear what is the very first thing that this artist recorded. And what's the most recent thing they've done? So there hasn't been a week go by in the 9 years that I've been broadcasting here on WJFF where I haven't played something that's less than a year old. So we're public radio. Where else are you going to find that? Where are you going to find that? At 90.5 FM. Or online at wjffradio.org. You know, we've got a mobile app. Everyone does. But we've got a mobile app so that when you travel and, you know, you go on safari in Africa or, you know, you've just been assigned to the Antarctic snow station or you're out in San Diego with your mom, whatever, you can take WJFF with you if you download our mobile app. And you can listen not only to my show, and I appreciate the listeners that I have, but there's all kinds of really eccentric and fascinating programming going on here at WJFF. It's just truly one of a kind, one of a kind. And if you've been listening recently, we started our pledge drive back on October the 25th. And today is November the 9th, and we've had 300 people call and pledge to support WJFF and keep us on the air. You know, the hydropower, the lights, the soundboard, the CD players, the microphones, all of behind the scenes work that goes on here at the radio station. It's not free. It costs us money. It's a pleasure to bring it to you. We are public radio. We are here for you. But it's a two-way street, and we do need support from our public, from our listeners. Our listeners represent an incredibly significant portion of our budget. So here I am, live in the studio. If you would like to call and make a pledge, I would love to hear from you. The phone number here is 845-482-4141. You know, give me a call. I am on the air right now. You know, I would still love to talk to you. If you want to keep it more, you know, simpler, you can just go to your internet, go to your browser, wjffradio.org, and you can make a pledge on our website. You know, we are only $3,000 away from our pledge drive. We're looking to raise $40,000 during this pledge drive. And in addition to that, we have an incredibly important body of people that are sound supporters. And sound supporters, you know, they make a monthly contribution, something you can afford, $10 a month, $20 a month. And that really keeps us going, and it's critical for us. So I'll just ask one more time if you would consider supporting public radio. Please make a pledge and do your part. Okay, thank you. Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Where else are you going to hear Neil Young and Crazy Horse? The October the 25th, that's the day our pledge drive started. This album is called Colorado. It's quintessential Neil Young and Crazy Horse. And one of the things that I wanted to mention, and that's fascinating for me and hopefully for you, is that he dedicated this entire album, Colorado, to Elliot Roberts. Elliot Roberts is a fascinating man. And, you know, if you're in the music industry, you know who he is. But if you're not, you've probably never heard of him. Elliot Roberts was Neil Young's artistic manager, managed Neil Young's career since 1967. right after, you know, when he formed Buffalo Springfield. Elliot Roberts just passed away Friday morning at 76 years old. And Elliot Roberts also had an incredibly influential, he influenced the music industry by the work that he did. So Elliot Roberts is in Greenwich Village, and he meets Joni Mitchell before she's ever had any recordings or is anybody, and he offers to manage her. He was a close associate of David Geffen, you know. David Geffen was a young guy working in the William Morris Agency, huge talent agency in Hollywood. And he's in the mailroom, and David Geffen was opening the mail and reading stuff about what was going on in the company. And he started his own business. He stopped working in the mailroom. And he asked Elliot Roberts to be his partner. So David Geffen and Elliot Roberts had a company, and they signed Joni Mitchell as their very first client. He also managed, Geffen Roberts also managed David Crosby, Neil Young, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Jackson Browne, America, and the Eagles. And they also formed Asylum Records. Jackson Browne, all those people from Laurel Canyon. Eventually, Elliot Roberts left that company, and he became just a manager. You know, he wasn't with a record label. He was a personal manager, Lookout Management, and he managed Tom Petty, Talking Heads, Morrissey, Devo, Tracy Chapman, Bad Religion, Spiritualized. Yes, you know those bands. And he was critical. He was at the heart of the music industry. And when he passed away, Neil Young dedicated the album Colorado to his old friend and manager, Elliot Roberts. So we're going to listen to two more tracks from Neil Young and Crazy Horse. The next song we're going to hear from this Colorado album is called I Do. And I think the three songs that we've listened to, we've heard Shut It Down, which is like, you know, that grungy rock and roll-y sort of sound, you know, political. And then we heard Milky Way, which is kind of, to me, a West Coast rolling rock, more of a relationship type song. And then Neil specializes in sometimes writing these intimate, beautiful ballady songs. We're going to hear one of those. It's called I Do. And then after we listened to that, I thought it'd be really interesting. It's been 7 years since Neil Young recorded an album with Crazy Horse. I thought we'd go back and we'd hear a track from the Neil Young and Crazy Horse album that preceded this, released in 2012. We'll hear the title track from Psychedelic Pill. Here we go. Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I Do.
Sun that you saw, let me see the flowers and the bees before they fall. I know that you said they'll always be there. You said they all questions. I do. Sparkling clean and the fish swimming on. I know you said they'll always be there. I know you're not worried, and I know you care.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse from the album Colorado, that's I Do. Now let's hear Psychedelic Pill from 2012, Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Thank you.
Crazy Horse, title track to Psychedelic Pill from 2012. That was the last time they recorded, 7 years ago, before they released Colorado. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and on today's program, it's a windfall. Neil Young and Crazy Horse released an album on October the 25th, and so did Van Morrison. There's another interesting similarity between these two artists. They were both born in the same year, 1945. And, you know, Neil Young has done 39 albums. Well, Van Morrison has done 41 albums. He's been incredibly prolific. Van Morrison, in the past 4 years, he's released 6 LPs. And on October the 25th, 2019, he released Three Chords and The Truth. And it's a collection of, you know, he's an incredible songwriter. And, you know, I heard him for many years before I realized that he plays the saxophone, he's playing the guitar, and he's an amazing singer, Van the Man. Van the Man. Yeah, the Belfast Lion, Belfast, Northern Ireland. And he's received all kinds of interesting awards. And one of the ones that got me is that BMI, the music publishing company, gave him an award for 11 million radio plays of the song Brown Eyed Girl, one of the top 10 songs of all time on U.S. radio and television. A million radio plays. That's a lot. I'm not going to match that today. And then the other thing that's really interesting in you know, the royalty that goes on. Northern Ireland, Prince Charles knighted Van Morrison in a ceremony. He's a knight bachelor. For the Queen's birthday honors in 2015, Van Morrison was made a knight. So he is now Sir Van Morrison. So we're going to listen to some really great songs, you know, R&B, the Celtic soul thing. We're going to hear the title track, Three Chords and The Truth. And then we're going to hear a beautiful, tender blues ballad, The Dark Night of the Soul, which to me kind of is a reference to like a Russian novel. Van Morrison, Three Chords and The Truth. This is the title track.
Just fell drain. Because in the truth, Don again was king. I said, give me something that I can use. Because in the truth, shot a rhythm. Thank you. shot of rhythm and blues.
All right.
Emptiness don't stop that longing. Something new or something old. I'm on my way to understanding things that I might yet not know. In the dark night of the soul. In the dark night of the soul, sitting here but on that planet. Well, that plant of mice and men have gone astray. Standing here on the landing, looking at a brand new day. In the dark night of the soul. 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 Sitting here, but I didn't plan it this way. Well, the plans of mice and men have gone astray. Now I'm standing on the land. I'm looking for a brand new day in the dark night of the soul. In the dark night of the soul. In the dark.
Recognize Van Morrison, right? The Dark Night of the Soul from Three Chords and the Truth, released on October the 25th, 2019. Oh, yes. So, also, vocally, he is 74 years old. His voice, you close your eyes. Close your eyes. How old is he? You don't know. Is he 40? He sounds the same. And Neil Young actually sings better now than he did when he was younger. It's remarkable how voices are one of the last things to show aging. And Van Morrison is one of the best singers we've got. Really something special. And these two men, both of them released new recordings on the same day, on October the 25th, 2019. And yet, have you been hearing Van Morrison's album on the radio very much? On the radio station that you get, you know, in your car when you're in New York? Maybe you can't get WJFF until you get close by. And then all of a sudden you get WJFF and you get to hear Van Morrison's newest album, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, their newest album. I'm calling that a windfall. And that's typical of what you get on WJFF. You get really personal programming. And listening to us in your car, that is so cool. Oh, yeah, I love it. You know, driving around, the leaves, the water, the countryside, and the music just rolling along as you're driving through our beautiful rural area. But, you know, you could be anywhere in the world. You could be in Vienna. You could be in Paris or London, and you can still listen to WJFF because we have a mobile app which you can download and take it with you anywhere. We also stream 24/7 on our website, wjffradio.org. And while you're there, you can make a donation. You can become a supporter. We are wrapping up our fall pledge drive. We've had 300 people call and offer their support financially to keep WJFF going. And I am asking you to take your turn. Maybe you've been a longtime listener, or maybe you've just discovered us. You just got your house, or you're just up here for the first time, and you've kind of stumbled into us on your dial. And I hope that you recognize equality when you hear it. Public radio is such a valuable part of our cultural landscape. You can call and make a pledge. I'm here in person. I would love to talk to you. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to take your pledge. Please take some time today, 845-482-4141. Please make a pledge of support. Okay, so Van Morrison, we're going to hear one more song before we finish the program today. It's called Nobody in Charge. And guess what? It's a political song. Yeah, okay, Nobody in Charge. Van Morrison.
Nobody in charge. Take the carpet, take the TV. No policeman at large. There's nobody in charge. Politicians that waffle endlessly. People just don't want to see. Get them fed too much for screwing up. Don't you think everyone's had enough? There's nobody in charge, at least that we know, that we know about. There's nobody in charge. Nobody seems to have any clout. Crossing nation, media implantation rules the day. Brainwash is easy if everybody's lazy. Everything always looks so great. Nobody in charge. Take the fridge, take the TV. No policeman at large. Let's go. Looks like
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program is a windfall. Music from Neil Young and Crazy Horse and from Van Morrison. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the music. I did. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Fallman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York,